Dogs can have extraordinary impacts on their owners and can strengthen family relations. As Caroline Knapp, author of best-selling book Pack of Two, The Intricate Bond Between People and Dogs, would say, dogs provide unique qualities that are hard to find in human relationships. My name is Sarah Ducharme. My partner, McKenna Beyer, and I set out to find more about the personal and complex dog-human relationship. In order to do so, we interviewed history professor Joshua Sanborn. He was kind enough to sit down with us over lunch to answer a few of our questions about his relationship with his dog, Zola.
In the history department, I teach mainly Russian and East European history.
Professor Sanborn has a loving 11-year-old dog named Zola.
He's named after the French writer Emile Zola, so it's named after some of us. Our first dog was named Gorky. Like I said, I do Russian stuff. My wife is a French teacher, and so we did Russian for the first dog and French for the second, so that's why he's named Zola.
They acquired Zola when he was a year old through a rescue service that takes in dogs from kill shelters. We asked Professor Sanborn if Zola's background with shelter life had caused him to have any permanent behavioral or social issues.
So the most notable thing, which took 6 or 7 years to go away, was that he would get car sick. And I think it was because they brought them up in sort of tractor trailers. And it must have been a terribly stressful trip for all those dogs, all those former stray dogs who were then hustled off into crates and put in this car. I can imagine it was psychologically traumatic for all the dogs there. And that expressed itself with Zola in terms of car sickness. And he has only recently, the last 3 or 4 years, gotten to like going in the car.
Alexander Horowitz, author of the book Inside of a Dog, explains that objects that remind a dog of a previous traumatic experience can immediately trigger discomfort. Similarly, Professor Sanborn claims that Zola must relate her experience from being taken to a kill shelter in a tractor trailer to traveling in a car, which makes Zola feel uneasy.
Professor Sanborn said that the only way Zola has gotten over his car sickness has been through positive reinforcement training.
You spoke a little bit about positive reinforcement earlier. Is that what you believe in for training Zola?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think there's, you know, we do some scolding too. He has liked to get in the trash before, and so we'll scold him when he does that. I think we did form bonds with him early on. I mean, I think he does, have a, I don't know whether submission is the right word, but he looks to us for approval, right? And so praise from us, I think he likes, and criticism he gets a little bummed about. So most of it, I mean, most of the successful training we've done has been largely through positive reinforcement.
What Professor Sanborn is referring to here is the fact that dogs obviously know when we are paying attention to them, distinguishing good attention from bad. Horowitz claims the dog may not think of the behavior as bad. What the dog clearly knows is to anticipate punishment when the owner appears wearing a look of displeasure. When we exhibit disapproving expressions or actions, dogs, and Zola in particular, is able to correlate disapproval with an undesired action, and he may be able to figure out what he is doing wrong.
We asked Sanborn about the impact having a dog has on his family relations. Sanborn says that his wife and him both grew up with dogs, and one of the things he noted was that he remembers that dogs, among other things, were just a source of unconditional love.
Parents are stressed out, or your kids are stressed out, and the dog was always available for petting and always eager to be, you know, part of what's going on and to cuddle.
Caroline Knapp, author of Pack of Two, would agree with Sanborn's statement in that a dog is a loyal and devoted family member. A dog offers a source of companionship, provides lessons in responsibility, and when things simply aren't going well, your dog is always there to comfort you and value you for just being you.
Would you consider it more of like a father-son relationship with Zola or more of a companion?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I guess I don't anthropomorphize him. No, I mean, I've had, you know, I had this previous dog, I had a dog growing up, and I like my relationship with dogs, but I don't ever really, despite our family often saying, oh, who's your mom, dad, and grandma, and that kind of stuff, I don't I don't project, I guess, a human relationship on it.
Horowitz would approve of Sanborn making this decision because she firmly believes that anthropomorphizing a dog doesn't allow us to incorporate them into our homes and develop full, meaningful relationships, like what we were able to observe of Zola and Sanborn's close bond. At the end of our time with Professor Sanborn, he reflects on how hard end-of-life issues are when it comes to dogs.
Like I said, he had these mast cell tumors. We did an early surgery for him. And they came back. We had to make the decision not to go through any more surgeries. And so we did that, and we're just sort of waiting now. And he's actually, it's been more than a year since that's happened, and he's thriving. And it's a kind of tumor that doesn't sap his energy. He doesn't even really know they're there, but at some point they're going to be fatal to him.
He emphasizes the nature of these tumors and that Zola's death will come by surprise. If one of them breaks, it will release histamines and he'll get a huge allergic reaction. Professor Sanborn explains that you obviously come to love your dog, and parting with a being that has become such a large part of your life is very hard, but it's certainly a learning experience for his young children. The family and Zola are very close, and they are all happy that they have enjoyed 11 loving and fun years with Zola. Meanwhile, and up to this point in time, Professor Sanborn manages to distinguish the barrier between treating Zola as his canine companion and not designating a human-like relationship. This is unlike many relationships between a dog and their owner, and our interview with him proved to us that their relationship is still strong and he appreciates the time he has with Zola.
I see the benefits of dog ownership for me and for my family. He and I have a really good relationship. He likes being around me and I like being around him.